Hello, Mzansi. Welcome to another episode of the Farmers Inside Track podcast. My name is Duncan Masiwa, and I'm your host for this episode. We are continuing our series on the South African Wine Industry Professional Body, a program that highlights the skills of hardworking wine industry workers and helps boost their careers, recognizing their vital contributions. Let's have a listen to this interview featuring another mover and shaker in South Africa's wine industry. Hello, South African wine lovers. My name is Duncan Masiwa, and welcome back to another episode of the South African Wine Industry Professional Body, or SAWIP. And of course, this pioneering initiative is led by South Africa Wine. Now, over the past few weeks, I've had an amazing time learning about the initiative and how it's set to transform the South African wine industry, and of course, how you can get involved. Now, we're excited to bring you another episode featuring Peter Pence, a third-generation member of the Pence family who is actively involved in Groutepost. After completing his degree in communication, Peter pursued a career in the communication agency industry, working alongside some of the leading corporate wine brands in the country. He joined the family business during the week when the lockdown was announced and immediately made a significant impact by streamlining all company communication and implementing effective e-commerce strategies amidst the pandemic. Today, he is the communications manager at Groutepost, responsible for overseeing the brand's communication and marketing efforts. And might I add, he is amazing at what he does. Peter, it's lovely chatting with you. Welcome.
Oh, well, that's such intro. I was wondering reintroducing. So thanks so much, Duncan. Great. And being here and seeing you again, always a pleasure.
Listen, you have an impressive CV and we see the work that you do. It's quite inspiring. And that's why I'm so excited to have you with us here today. Your deeply rooted passion for media and communications is quite evident, but you also have a passion for the wine industry. What made you bring the two worlds together?
Uncle, I truly believe that if you don't have a passion for something, it's not worth pursuing. You're wasting your time and time of others. Life is too short not to do things that ignite your soul. So what a blessing it is for me to live my best life, essentially, and bring two passions together, you know, bringing my love for wine and agriculture that I'm deeply rooted in and I was born into this world, but also my profound love for media and communication and the ability to merge those two together and hopefully inspire others to follow suit and show them that it's possible to actually do what you love for a living. As they say, if you do what you love for a living, you'll never work a day in your life, you know. Yeah. So it is essentially very privileged to say that I'm living my dream.
Yeah, and it's quite evident and clear when we see you in media engagements and you share the story about South African wine and Groutepost. Tell me, take us through your journey quickly in the agricultural sector. How has that unfolded over the years?
A very interesting one. I studied in Potchefstroom of all places, left the beautiful Western Cape. Not that Poch is not beautiful. I mean, you know the Northwest well, Duncan. So I studied communication then. What an amazing time I had there, being exposed to all sorts of lines of media, journalism, corporate communication, non-profit organization communication. And afterwards, I came back to the Western Cape, worked for an agency in Stellenbosch, and there had the opportunity to really graft and grind my teeth in this wine industry and working with leading corporate brands. And that to me was quite an amazing experience, you know, being exposed to big budgets, big corporate halls, you know, POs and CEs and things like that. And then going back to the family farm where there's no budget, you know what I mean? And making that work. So really the best of both worlds. And I've been involved in our family farm since 2020, and what a ride it's been. And people quite often ask me to say, you know, you're 28 years old, don't you think it was too early to join the farm? I said, well, looking back now, I thought I'd join too late. There's too many things, so many things that I want to do. I'm so scared the time's going to run out.
Yeah. Now, from big budgets to non-existent budgets, what have been some of your most memorable experiences in the wine industry?
Duncan, I think the first one that comes to mind is that Monday that I've joined. You know, it was real fun fair joining the company officially, and got a tweet saying, you know, the president will have, well, at that time we didn't know it's a family meeting, he will address the nation amidst what's currently called the COVID-19 pandemic. And I mean, just looking back then, that was March, when we've heard about this and you knew someone, you know, someone in the northern suburbs had this so-called virus, but I mean, how bad can this really be? And the president came and he said he's announcing a 21-day lockdown. And we were like, what? A lockdown? What does that mean? And lo and behold, alcohol sales would have closed. Not for 21 days, but for almost months on end at a time. And as a communications manager, as I always say, that's what my email signature says. Not necessarily all that I do, but, you know, not being able to sell wine, how do you manage that?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you communicate about? How do you talk about sales when you're not allowed to talk about sales? How do you still keep your wine-loving nation positive and still engage in storytelling and do online marketing? So that was really, I was putting into the deep side of things. And no life jacket, so it was doggy paddling, and afterwards was long strokes, you know, right, Nathan, here I come.
You talk about challenges, and I suppose COVID-19 being one of the biggest challenges. Were there any challenges, other challenges that you experienced, and how did you overcome those?
You know, Duncan, I love the word challenge. I love the word obstacle. I love the word threat, because most people scare away from that. For them, it means that they need to turn around, or they need to go into this little fetus position. For me, it's actually a synonym for opportunity, because it gives you the opportunity to turn the threat into opportunity. And that's one thing very few people are able to do and willing to do. That's the only thing. So to me, I'm like, bring it on. Let's see what we can do with this. And that gives you the advantage, and that puts you on the forefront of things. And it's actually not that very difficult. It's basically seeing the half full rather than half empty.
Yeah, Peter, we work in an industry where you constantly have to level up, constantly have to improve yourself. What specific skills or expertise have you developed throughout your career that you believe are most valuable or unique?
You know, there are various skills, especially in the marketing sales area. But one concept that the wine industry really, to me, comes to mind is a very South African term called Ubuntu. I am because you are. And that, to me, is very powerful. We work in an industry where we've got various stakeholders. We've got hundreds of wine farms, but we've all got each other's backs. We all work towards a unified goal. And although we're in competition, you know, I am because they are, you know, I am here because there's a consumer, because there's other wine farm giving competition. And that, to me, is a spirit that I wish to embody, and that I feel is the most important when you come into the industry, to forget the I and start talking about us, not about you and them, but as us. Because yes, at the end of the day, your wine farm needs to succeed and need to make money and hopefully do great sales. But the industry is not doing well. You won't be doing well. The industry is not flourishing internationally. You won't be flourishing internationally. And you are part of this industry. And you need to be the change that you want to see. It sounds very political now, but it is so important to understand that you are not just an outsider. You are an integral part of the industry, and you need to make the conscious decision to be part of it. And it's one of my biggest, I don't want to say it hates, I've got a thing against people sitting on the sidelines shouting comments, and then when you ask them to engage in a proper way and say, but okay, but be part of this, and then they just scurry away and you say, but okay, but you know, you're very easy to say this and that, but when I'm asking to be part of something and to try to be the change, you're not there. And that, to me, is one of the, like I said, one of the most valuable skills you can have in the industry, is to embody Ubuntu and to understand that you are because someone else is.
Yeah. And I suppose that's exactly what Sawup is doing. bringing that change, being a part of the change, adopting that concept of Ubuntu. And of course, you also play a role. Tell us a bit about the role that you play there in the SAWP committee.
So I'm part of the marketing and sales and tourism. You know, I always said, ons klip is Paula van der Lek, jy weet, modeskoonheids en leefstijlredakteur. I'm positively saying that we are the most fun subcommittee there is. Sorry to the logistics and to the other Pari producer committees, but we are the funnest. Hands down, challenge me on that if you wish. And what an honor to be part of a group of dynamic individuals. I mean, we sit with diversity in a table, with expertise, with passion and drive. Mm-hmm. And to me, you know, going to a meeting is something I look forward to. One of the few times I can actually look forward to driving to Stellenbosch to have a meeting, because then I'm going to laugh and I'm going to have an engaging conversation, and we're going to talk about things. Afrikaans, ons is praat pronto daaroor, you know, we don't scurry away from difficult conversations, and we face it. And it's great, and we challenge each other on various matters, but we also learn from each other, you know, while we feel that, you know, while we might feel that we are the one contributing, we are also learning. You know, you sit in a conversation and the conversation becomes much bigger. And you realize so often, you know, we are a medium-sized winery and there are lovely colleagues of mine sitting on the council as well that comes from much bigger farms. And then you're like, you guys also struggling with this? Like, really? Like, oh, well, you know. So it's really, it's like a bit of a therapy session to a certain extent. So absolute privilege and more so an honor being part of a council like SAWP and marketing, sales, and tourism.
Yeah, you know, it's quite clear for me that you're not scared of getting your hands dirty and being a part of the change and contributing to the future of the South African wine industry. But indulge me, what motivated you to volunteer your time and expertise?
Well, first of all, if Marisha never phones you and asks you, don't say no. That's the first thing. You say yes, and afterwards you ask, what did you sign up for? That's the first thing. But to me, it's being part of the change, being part of making a difference. As a young, being a young person in this industry and having the opportunity to engage in conversations like this is a privilege, but also it keeps me on the forefront of what's happening. Mm-hmm. And I want to make a difference. I want to see the difference, be the difference, because at the end of the day, we're not only talking about the next 5 years, we're talking about the next 50 years.
Yeah. Talking about that difference, how do you see your contributions contributing to the sustainability and the growth of the wine industry as a whole?
Now, sustainability is an interesting word. It's a word we fluent around quite easily without actually understanding the deeper meaning of it, you know. Something to be sustainable, as you said, it's been more than just 5 months, you know, and quite easily in life, we do things just to do things, just to tick off our list, you know. It's like corporate responsibility type of thing. Let's just tick it to get it behind. But for it to be sustainable, it means that it's able to last and to make a change over a long period. And as to my contribution, I hope my contribution is one of hopefully worth something that I can bring out of experience in my short time in the wine industry, and also with innovative ideas. I'm very excited about innovation, and I'm a big supporter of innovation and implementing it. So hopefully my contributions of bringing innovative ideas, challenging some norms, which I quite often do, and to challenge others to think differently about things, will make a difference.
Yeah. When it comes to wine, tourism and marketing, what do you believe are some of the challenges there that South Africa's wine industry is currently facing? And how do you see that evolving over the future?
There's many. But I think a big one that comes to mind is we don't know our own worth. It's a challenge, but also opportunity. There's many challenges. We can speak about budgets. We can speak about foreign investment lacking or too much foreign investment. I mean, there's major things, but the big thing is, and Rikus de Plessis said in Afrikaans, hulle weet nie wat ons weet nie, but sometimes to me it feels like ons weet nie wat ons weet nie. You know, when you fly internationally, and you sit on an airplane next to a foreigner who spent 10 days in Cape Town, and they will tell you it's my first time in Cape Town, but it's been the most life-changing experience of my life, and I'm coming back. And they can't stop talking about it. And these are people that are exposed to Europe in many ways, to America, big, better. And then they come to South Africa and they are dumbstruck about what amazing experiences we are. And so often we don't realize how much we've got to offer, the quality that we've got to offer, and the value that we've got to offer. You know, we've got, and you be careful what I say now, but sometimes we've got this shame toch type of attitude. You know, we are just South Africa, you know, we don't have a budget, you know, and we just try to make it work. Absolute bull. You know, we are world internationally renowned. I mean, you land in Cape Town, right? You go to the V&A. It feels like you're walking in somewhere in Europe. But 40 minutes, you're in the midst of Paul. Yeah. You're walking at a garden such as a Babelsberg. 5 minutes down the road, you go taste world-class cheese at Fairview. An hour, you're in Darling watching Peter Dirk Ace and drinking beer at Darling Brew and coming to Critipos for a game drive. One day, I mean, you didn't even fly again. And that is just a little part. So that's what I say is currently one of our biggest challenges.
Yeah. Someone's listening to you right now and they can hear your passion for the industry. They can hear your passion for South Africa's wine industry and contributing to the promotion of it. What is your advice to that person who says, I want to do what you do?
Just do it. Don't wait for anyone. Trust me, no one's going to phone you. Well, maybe, but no one's going to phone you outright and say, hi, listen, do you want to be passionate about this? No one's going to do it. Just do it. Just start where you are. You don't need a fancy camera or whatever. Just start where you are and start speaking about it. Mm. Start living it. Because the African wine industry is not a work. It's not an industry. It's a lifestyle. Mm. And it's something you breathe, live, and, you know, it comes naturally. It should come naturally. It should be part of your conversations at the Braai. It should be part of your conversations in a red-eye flight to Johannesburg. Mm. Speaking about it, being excited about it. And once you realize there are more opportunities and more exciting things than challenges out there, changing perceptions.
Yeah. 10, 20, 50 years from now, what does the future of wine tourism and marketing look like?
Can I ask ChatGPT? I think the essence of who we are will still remain the same, because true essence doesn't change over time. The true passion doesn't change. But I think we're going to evolve, we're going to innovate, and we're going to be on a level that the world is not ready for.
Mm.
I think with developments happening in tourism, with new structures such as Sava coming in, I think we'll have a much more structured approach. We'll have a much better path and a map and a guide to go forth. And we'll work towards a unified goal. And hopefully before then, we'll know our worth.
Yeah. How do you see yourself contributing that to that evolving landscape?
Hopefully continuing to live out my passion by being involved in such initiatives and hopefully contributing ideas and challenging thoughts, but also inspiring others and also getting more people on the bandwagon to say, you don't know what you're going to miss. So hopefully in the years to come, I can inspire more people to get involved and to get their hands dirty. It's actually very fun.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. Peter Pence, Communications Manager at Grote Post. The sustainability of the wine industry is not just about the vineyards and the environment, as Peter said. It's also about recognizing and investing the human capital that drives it. This initiative aims to enhance the skills, knowledge, and professional growth of those working within the industry and ultimately ensuring a thriving and sustainable future. Where there's wine, there's an enormous amount of progressive thinking. So stay tuned as we delve deeper into this exciting journey. And that's a wrap. Join me again next time as we dive deep into the South African wine industry professional body. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss any of our episodes. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer Megan Vanderfent, and the rest of hashtag Team Food for Mzanzi, thanks for listening.